My name is Susan Barnett. I am the Margaret and Dick Scarlett Curator of Western American Art at the Whitney Western Art Museum at the Buffalo Bill Center of the West. And I am here today, I'm excited to be here today, with Robert Bob Seebeck, an artist who has been affiliated with this museum for quite a long time. Anyways, welcome, Bob. I'm so glad you could be here today with me.
It's my pleasure. It's a joy to be here. And I was just doing some math, and I believe that my first painting went in here in about 1976.
What was the first painting that came into the museum?
It's called Fall Scene. It was a painting of a truck and trailer that a friend of mine owned, and he and I used to elk hunt a lot together. I still, to this day, still paint from photographs, paint from slides, paint from my own work. And I had taken a picture of this truck in a parking lot, and from that I did a painting.
A lot of the reason why we decided to put it in the exhibition Pop Goes the West is because it is a take on the New West. It's showing what was a pretty new pickup and camper at the time.
Yes.
Although it has, over time, it's become layered with a little bit of nostalgia. It's now a vintage pickup and camper, but you've used a really bright palette, and you've laid it out in a kind of a simplified way. It doesn't go all the way to cartooning at all, but it just, to me anyways, it has a pop sensibility. Yeah. What do you think of it being in a show that's about Western pop art?
I'm excited about it, and I feel, again, very humbled by it. Going back to when I did the painting, which was close to 45 years ago, I did it because it was something that was dear to my heart. I loved it. It was something that, for me, represented the West at the time. So to me, it was just very close. I had a close association with the owner of both items. And to me, so it was something very dear. And I can't say as I really have ever painted for a market. Although, like I said, when I realized vehicles didn't sell as Western art, I did have to rethink that thought. But to me, this was something that represented the West that I knew.
So let's talk about another piece that's in our collection that came from a similar time, and it has a similar kind of simplification of forms, and it's also very much about the modern West. It's called American Dream.
A painting that was again, dear to me, representing the West. This was a time in Wyoming, again, about close to 40, 45 years ago. My interpretation of the times was people were moving to Wyoming because they wanted to get away from the big city hustle and bustle. They wanted to move to Wyoming, get a little place, and it was America, love it or leave it. That's the point of the flag, and here is this little blue and white four-wheel drive. And to me, that represented something that the culture was looking for. They were looking to the West for this. They were looking for their independence. They were looking for just some peace of mind. And let's go West, get our four-wheel drive. It's America, and this is my home. And that's probably what I remember best about putting that all together.
American Dream has really held up. It still looks very contemporary. It doesn't look like the camper and the truck look vintage, although you see vintage campers all
yes.
the time. In fact, I just bought today a 1970 camper, and I'm very excited about that. But the American Dream looks like it could be today.
Probably because of all its clean lines and clear colors. I mean, it's really... I have always painted with a lot of color rather than nuancing into others and fading things in and out. I'd like to just give it a good punch. And so I think that cleanliness is what probably helps keep it timeless.
You've been an artist in the Rendezvous Royale for many years. In fact, you came here today to drop off your painting. One of the works in our collection was the William E. Weiss Purchase Award in 2008. It's called Corriente Gathering, and it shows, it's a very long, narrow kind of panoramic view that has longhorn cattle. Unlike some of your other work, this looks like the Old West, although I think it came from an image of today's West also.
As you said, it had an old look to it, and that has a lot to do with the fact that I was following that herd of cows on a four-wheeler, and the trouble with trying to get a shot of a herd of cows like that is trying to get in front of them. I was always behind them, so I have all these tailgate shots of cows, and I was able to finally determine where they were going. I raced to this hill, stopped, and then got them, started just shooting as they were coming over the hill. I found a man that had these Coriani. They're called a Mexican cow, and they are colorful. They have rather than a clean coat, so they have a lot of variety of colors, and they have horns. And again, I think the public would rather see horns in color than a whole lot of dark shadows on a canvas.
Unless the cow's running at them, then they'd probably rather see a polled cow.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. So again, I was able to get over this hill and watch these cows run right into me. One of the paintings I loved to look at was the Remington cattle drive. A lot of yellow light, and this herd of cows strung out. So I said, so that's what put me on the lookout for a herd of cows. So when I finally got that painting done, and then it was purchased, shortly after that, I got to see my Coriani herd hanging with Remington and Kerner. And it just so touched me. The Remington had a lot of influence why I wanted to paint that herd in the first place.
It's a similar color palette as well, the Remington Trailing Texas Cattle painting.
Yeah.
So we have quite a few of your Christmas ornaments in our collection as well. And I know that's maybe a more of a lighthearted and smaller way of you expressing your creativity, but I'd love it if you'd talk about those as well.
I think it was possibly my wife that said, "Bob, you sure spend a lot of time on this stuff." Well, I did that, and it was really out of a very sincere gesture. I probably only made 10 of them a year, and I gave them to the people that I really appreciated, mainly the museums I was, my work hung in, and people who bought my work. And because they were a lot of work, they were cut out from an 8-inch piece of wood, sanded down, painted on both sides, and tried to have a Christmas feel to them. The moose, of course, to tie it in with Christmas, I tied a Christmas hat on the moose. And with the elk, I hung a Christmas wreath around his neck. But then and then I did a mountain sheep and again put a bow around his neck. Again, to tie it in with the season.
Is there anything else that you'd like to say about your work as an artist in general? Like why you've chosen to do this, how it's gone to, what you've tried to do in your career? I don't know, just thinking about your career generally.
Some of my favorite books I look at are all old illustrators. While I was here in Cody, I got to meet Jimmy Bama, and I would go see him every year when I came up. And I mean, even before that, I met him and tried to play basketball with him. And we'd played a 20, and he'd spot me 19 points and beat me. I'd go visit him, and I'd say, "Jim, let's go downstairs and look at your old stuff." Because I wanted to hear the stories about the days of really illustrating in New York. And I got to, he acquainted me, introduced me to a lot of really famous old illustrators. And I bought a lot of books. And it was, for me, it was a real joy to look at how these were done in that era.
Did you bring some of that into your own work, what you learned from them?
It didn't turn me into a tight illustrator. It just made me appreciate their work and the need to really have competent drawing skills. I think even for a good painting, it all comes down, there's got to be something. What's the foundation? And I think a strong drawing. I try to draw every day. And I think drawing is a very important, a foundational skill.
That's probably great advice for any aspiring artist. Draw every day.
Very much so.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I know people say, I wish I had that talent. And I said, well, it's just a whole lot of work. I've always said it when I gave classes, anybody can paint and draw, just don't try to make it look like somebody else's. You know, you learn how to use the materials and then just go hog wild. Find your own way of expressing.